91.3 KXCI Tucson. You're listening to Locals Only on this Monday, September the 9th, 2024. I'm Nanny G. Thank you, Luke. We are broadcasting live from Armory Park Studios, Studio 2A, and I am here welcoming Las Azaleas.
1, 2, 3.
Hi everyone, we are Las Azaleas. My name is Diana. We are thrilled to be here. It's our first time here in Studio 2A, and we've got lots of music ready. So we'll move on with a song we have for all the mamacitas, all the mothers out there. This is Señora, Señora.
A ti que me diste tu vida, tu amor y tu espacio. Que cargaste en tu vientre dolor y cansancio. A ti que peleaste con uñas y dientes, valiente en tu casa y en cualquier lugar. A ti, rosa fresca de abril, a ti, mi fiel querubín.
Y te dedico mis versos, mi ser, mis victorias. A ti mi respeto, señora, señora, señora. A ti mi guerrera invencible. A ti luchadora incansable. A ti mi amiga constante de todas las horas.
Tu nombre es un nombre común, como las margaritas. Siempre con poca presencia, constante en mi mente. Y para no hacer tanto alarde, mujer de quien hablo es linda, mi amiga gaviota. Su nombre es mi madre.
A ti que me diste tu vida, tu amor y tu espacio. Incansable.
fiable. A ti, mi amiga constante de todas las horas.
A ti te dedico mis versos, mi ser, mis victorias. A ti mis respetos, señora, señora, señora.
Y para no hacer tanto alarde, esa mujer de quien hablo
es linda, mi amiga Gaviota. Su nombre es
mi madre.
Eso, eso, una de nuestras favoritas, one of our favorite songs. We are a mariachi group, and I would say the next song is one of the most requested mariachi songs out there. So you may recognize it. If you don't, this is Malagueña. Dos. Un, dos.
Tus ojos tienes debajo de esas dos cejas, debajo de esas dos cejas. Qué bonitos ojos tienes. Ellos me quieren mirar, pero si tú no los dejas, pero si tú no los dejas, ni siquiera. Body.
That was Yvette leading La Malagueña. This is Diana, and I get to just play my violin and enjoy those beautiful harmonies. That was Salma, Azul, and Yvette on lead there. Just beautiful. You'll come to find we're fans of each other in here, so I could go on and on, but how about we go on with another song? This is Cuatro Vidas. This can be heard in the style of ranchera, of bolero, but we are partial to the version Edie Gourmet recorded with Trio Los Panchos. We love Edie Gourmet, and this is in a bolero style, and it will be sung by Salma and Azul. Vamos, dos. And one, two.
Cuatro vidas serían para ti. Vida, si te llevas mi vida, contenta moriría por ti.
This is 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson, locals only. You've been listening to the lovely performance, the magic of live music with Las Azaleas, mariachi-inspired Latina, all-female group from Tucson, Arizona. And I know you briefly introduced yourselves, but I'd like to go around the room and have you state your names and the instrument that you're playing, please.
My name's Rebecca, and I play guitarrón.
My name is Salma, and I play guitar.
My name is Azul, and I play violin.
My name is Yvette, and I play violin.
And my name is Diana. I also play violin.
Thank you so much, Diana, Yvette, Azul, Salma, and Rebecca, for being with us tonight on KXCI. Can you tell us how you all came together, how you came to be Las Azaleas?
Absolutely. So, this is Diana. During the pandemic, I think as most colleagues, most working musicians, you know, semi-working musicians know, everything shut down, including any gigs we had. And so it gave me a lot of time to think about what I wanted to do next. I was prior to this, taking on some like classical singing gigs here and there, and I played mariachi for so many years and really missed it. And, you know, all of these ladies I know through my voice studio. And so I started reaching out to the ladies here and there just to experiment, sometimes on Zoom, sometimes outside, like, you know, safe distanced. And then when we could, always in person. And we were just experimenting. I didn't know this was going to be an all-female mariachi. I didn't know we were going to focus on sharing music of, you know, women composers and artists, and it just slowly started to turn into that. Thankfully, I'm so thankful for it, but it really came out of a moment where there was not much going on and I still needed a creative outlet.
So you mentioned about women composers. Is that what's driving? Is that your mission of Las Azaleas, to highlight women composers and artists?
Yes, absolutely. To my shame, I had a song that I was obsessed with, so beautiful, Bésame Mucho. I think that song is known the world over, not just in Latin America, and it's been done in every genre possible out there. I knew every word. I knew lots of different arrangements of it, and like I said, to my shame, I was way too old to find out that a woman composed it. And not just a woman, a Mexican woman. And she was actually a teenager when she composed it and had never even been kissed. And here she is just putting into music exactly what it feels like to yearn for that kiss, or that first kiss for her, I imagine. And so, you know, as a mariachi musician, I really value the culture. It's a big part of my identity. And I know all the male composers out there. Everybody talks about them and gives them praise as they rightfully should. And I thought, if I didn't know the composer, Consuelo Velázquez, who composed Bésame Mucho, there's got to be other people who don't know, you know? So I decided to make that the why behind why this group got started. And it's been awesome and just the best. I have a new favorite composer, Maria Greve, thanks to exploring all these incredible composers and artists out there. So yes, that is definitely the focus. I mean, we just played Malagueña, and that is a traditional mariachi song. There have been women who have sung it, but you know, we're mariachi, we take requests. So there's also, you know, we splatter in a couple of standards as well.
Well, thank you. I'm really glad that you touched on that point. It's certainly a male-dominated industry. You know, we see we hear the typical trios and the mariachis and the all-male ensemble. And you guys are part of that community that is changing the way that, you know, these rules are set. You know, how has that been challenging for you here in Tucson?
I think for me, it has been a challenge, just not having representation when I was little, because, you know, growing up as a Latina, and like, I was in mariachi my whole life, started out at Davis, and there wasn't much representation in those big groups coming to the mariachi conference. It was always Mariachi Vargas, Mariachi Camperos, and they're amazing. Like, I idolized them so much, but it was just kind of disheartening not seeing female presence at the mariachi conference and around town. Like, I just really wish there was more out there, and so it just makes me so happy to be part of this group and hopefully provide that to the community. And also, I love to see all the little girls that just go to our gigs and they see us, and I'm just like, it just like gets me so like excited and happy that we're providing that.
Yeah, that was Yvette, by the way. And yeah, I'd like to add that we just hope it won't be novel at some point. The kids going to these performances just look at us as a group that, you know, they enjoy, instead of an all-girl group, right, to these little kids. So I think that's definitely the end goal for the community we're in. Just to kind of add on to what Yvette so eloquently said.
Well, we really thank you for that, for not just keeping the Mexican-American culture alive, but inspiring these young women, these girls that go to your shows and enjoy your music. I do want to ask you about, should we get into the music and then talk about your upcoming show?
Let's do it. Whatever, okay. You lead us where you want, Nanny.
I feel we should get back into the music, okay, and then we'll talk about your upcoming show.
Okay, it's awesome. Alrighty. So this next song is one of the first songs we took out in 2020, and we love it. This is Sandunga. Two, and three. Sandunga
por Dios.
Santunga, no seas ingrata, mamá de mi corazón.
In the style of Lila Downs. Lila Downs is coming, by the way, end of the month sometime at the Fox Theater. Yes, so we're excited to see her live. And we'll move on to a little preview of something we've got going on this weekend. And Nenny will, you know, we'll elaborate with Nenny in just a bit. But hopefully you guys know this one. I'll just say it's from the Queen of Tex-Mex. Once again, that's a nice clue for everybody. For what? Two, three, four.
Hey, yeah, but I tell you, Mom, hey, yeah,
bitty bitty bum bum, bitty bitty bum bum, bitty bitty bum bum, bitty bitty bitty.
Cada vez que lo veo pasar,
cada vez,
mi corazón se enloquece.
Bam bam,
biri biri bam bam,
biri biri bam bam,
biri 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 bam.
controlar.
Se emociona,
se emociona,
ya no razona
y me empieza a cantar.
Me canta así,
así,
así.
Did you guys guess it? We'll see. Submit your answer on TikTok. I don't know. Do we have a TikTok here at KXCI?
Do we have the live chat on or no? I don't know.
All right.
Well, we're going to have to talk about it.
We're going to have to talk about that, yeah. TikTok.
I'll give you a hint. It starts with S and ends with Elena.
Well, it would not be a Las Azaleas set if we did not take the time to play something in honor of our hometown hero, Linda Ronstadt. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Who played such a major, major role in, you know, popularizing mariachi music when she released her Spanish language album, Canciones de Mi Padre. And so this is a nice little corridito. This is Palomita de Ojos Negros.
Una blanca palomita, una blanca palomita de ojos negros, negros, negros. Se paró en mi ventanita a contarme su pena, mi delito fue en el pie. Ya no la puedo escuchar,
ya no la puedo aguantar.
Tristemente me contaba
cuando le son las campanas de una iglesia.
Asustaron a la ingrata y a su nido fue a parar. Si que pudiera decirles que su mal era mi mal,
que su mal era mi mal.
Paloma, paloma, justamente te pareces a mi alma. Paloma, paloma, justamente eres hermana de mi madre.
Okay, Salma, we can giggle it out now because this song, somebody always stops because yeah. we're enjoying Azul's rendition so much. So I have to say I was the last one to do it. Saturday.
It's my turn today.
Yeah, now so I pass it on to you. It was that second Saturdays. It was awesome. And we all stopped all together.
Yes.
This time it was Salmita. So
yes.
We've just got to not pay attention to Azul anymore.
Okay? I will.
You've got to ignore her.
I'm not going to look at you anymore, Azul.
All right, let's get into another song widely known. And again, we are partial to The Virgin by Edie Gourmet. I'm telling you, we start, you know, looking into these artists and we go down rabbit holes and we become even bigger fans than before. This is a nice little tropical piece, I'll say. Piel Canela. Vamos.
Yes. Que se quede el infinito sin estrellas, o que pierda el ancho mar su inmensidad. Pero el negro de tus ojos que no muera, y el canela de tu piel se quede igual. Si perdiera el arco iris su belleza, y las flores su perfume y su color, no sería tan inmensa mi tristeza. Aquella de quedarme sin tu amor, me importas tú y tú y tú y solamente tú y tú y tú, me importas tú y tú y tú y nadie más que tú. Ojos negros, piel canela, que me llegan a desesperar. Me importas tú y tú y tú y tú, solamente tú y tú y tú, me importas tú y tú y tú y nadie más que tú. Importas tú y tú y tú y solamente tú y tú y tú, me importas tú y tú y tú y nadie más que tú. Me importas tú y tú y tú y solamente tú y tú y tú, me importas tú y tú y tú.
Bonito cantan las azaleas y tocan hermoso. You've been listening to the beautiful harmonies of Las Azaleas right here on Locals Only, live from Studio 2A Armory Park Studios right here, 91.3 FM, KXCI Tucson. I'm Nini G. We are, of course, live enjoying this music, and I thank you, Diana, for introducing each and every single song and giving us some context on it. And you've mentioned pretty big names. Linda Ronstadt, Edie Gourmet.
Yes.
Denise de Calaf. Yeah. We heard a song by Denise de Calaf, and we also heard Beatriz Adriana. You started with Beatriz Adriana, and now it's time to talk about Selena.
Yeah.
And tell us about your upcoming show at the Fox.
We are so excited. This Saturday, September 14th, we will be playing a sing-along at the Fox. So something the Fox Theater does is a music and movies. And so for this Saturday, the movie is Selena. They'll be screening that at 8:30 p.m. And we will be playing at 7:30 p.m. So lots of music, many more musicians than what you're hearing today. We're very excited to add some new elements. And we did this last year, and to many, many joyous and happy audiences, and we can't wait to do it again. Yeah, we're very excited to just have a party, not just us on stage, but really involve the audience, the entire audience.
Yes.
And this time we get to pick on Selena. What does Selena's music mean to you?
What Selena music means to me, and my name is Azul, she means gender equality in Tejano music, and not just Tejano music, but Mexican American representation, especially women, for women all of races, all different types of colors. In the 70s and 90s, she really revolutionized the Tejano music. She is now called Queen of Tejano. So for that to just blow up like how it did, it's amazing and inspiring, and it inspired all of us and inspired many big artists that, you know, take her fashion advice, her stage presence, everything. So she was a huge inspiration to a lot of people.
Correct. And you know, to cover the music of Selena, it's got to be so tough, because every single song I remember is amazing. So how did you do it to select the songs that you're going to play on Saturday, September 14th?
You are correct. It is very difficult to narrow down a set list. We have prepared 12 tunes, so just under an hour, and man, it was hard. It was really hard. So, first of all, everybody sings in this group, minus Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca, over there in Guitarrón.
Hello.
We're trying to convince her, but that big old Guitarrón is a little hard to sing and play with. For now. She's working on it. But, so Salma, Azul, Yvette, and myself sing everything, and this is not the Salma and Las Azaleas show. And so first of all, I really want everybody to be represented on stage, and I've got to think about vocal range and you know, the style we want. Is it a party? And you know, it's really difficult, but ultimately it's her greatest hits. We've got, I think, the most popular songs in the mix planned for the Saturday.
It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
So how do you prepare for a show like this? How often do you rehearse, or how's that process?
We rehearse once a week, at least once a week. Coming up closer to the show this Saturday, we're taking on a couple extra practices, and usually we have a set day. It's been Tuesdays at 4:30 for the past couple months. And we do it at Diana's Casita.
You are Salma.
I'm Salma. Sorry. Yes. So we do it. We have practice at Diana's Casita. And then recently we've had a couple extra practices because we have some very awesome musicians joining us for the show. So it's not going to be just us. We're going to have some percussion. We're going to have some trumpet. And we're going to have a really cool full violin section. So I really, really recommend everyone to go. And we've been working very hard on this. And yeah, it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, please warm up those voices now. Me, 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 me. Because this is a single. Along, y'all.
Yes.
Well, again, Saturday, September 14th at the Fox Tucson Theater, music and movies, Selena, Las Azaleas, Como la Flor, pretty clever. Las Azaleas like the flower. I do what you mentioned about, you know, collaborating with other musicians. How is that relationship outside of the local musicians here in Tucson, outside of the performance that's coming up at the Fox?
Well,
No, go ahead.
Sorry. You know, as Diana mentioned, we're all mariachis, really. So we have a lot of, we're very much in the community. So we have the pleasure of knowing a lot of very talented musicians. And I think, you know, we'll play different shows where we'll meet new people, and we just like to get along with everybody. So we'll get their contact information, and then we'll be like, oh, you're so great. And then when the time comes, we're like, oh my God, you know who we can pull for the show. And we've had a lot of really awesome musicians join us throughout the years. So it's been really, yeah, just connections, you know, being in the scene.
And I remember one of the scenes, not too long ago, I saw you with Flor de Toloache.
Yes.
It was an amazing concert. Which artist, or do you feel like you would love to collaborate?
Ooh. Oh my goodness, that's so tough. I am a huge fan of Natalia Lafourcade.
Oh yes.
And she sings a lot of Maria Grever, who is my favorite composer, and I would faint. Yeah. I'm just such a huge fan. It's just poetry coming out of her music. So, but there's many more. It's so hard to narrow down. I don't know about you ladies.
Yeah.
I think for me, like I actually would love to collaborate with, is it Dead or Alive, or just like anybody in general?
Let's
like
say Dead or Alive, right? Alive. We'll keep it open. Yeah, go for it.
I honestly was thinking about this the other day. Like, still alive. Linda Ronstadt was, when the music hall was named after her, the like show was just so beautiful, and I would love to collaborate with her like anytime, anywhere. That'd be just such an amazing thing.
Yeah. I have to agree with that too. Canciones de mi
padre. Beautiful album.
It's like one of the first albums that got me moving and grooving with mariachi.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I always say that those albums are a must in every American home. Canciones de mi padre.
Yes. Yes.
Los Panchos con Eddie Gourmet. Yes. Another of the great. What other songs are you going to play for us tonight?
Okay, so we'll play one more Selena tune, but for now, we're going to start with a Huasteca. Okay, let's get into this, ladies.
Carne seca con traguitos de mezcal, fumar cigarrito de hoja, prenderlo con pedernal, y aquel que mejor lo moja, más largo lo fumará. Esa Huasteca, yo no sé lo que tendrá, el que una vez la conoce, regresa y se queda allá. Podré olvidar si nací con tu querencia y nací con tu cantar. Huasteca veracruzana que se arrulla con el mar, canta en la bocana y amanece en el palmar. Las santoros ladinos corriendo por el breñal, mientras lloran los violines guapangueando sin parar. Esa Huasteca, yo no sé lo que tendrá, el que una vez la conoce, regresa y se queda allá. Huasteca linda, yo no te podré olvidar, si nací con tu querencia y nací con tu cantar. La Huasteca potosina tiene flores de amonto, sierras llenas de neblina y laderas de ilusión. En la Huasteca hidalguense no se alquila el corazón, uno diga dispense, no amanece en su colchón. Esa Huasteca, yo no sé lo que tendrá, el que una vez la conoce,
seguimos con otra de Selena. All right, why don't you join us at home for this one?
Yeah.
Get those vocal cords all warmed up for Saturday. Here we go. Ready, and.
What the?
Madera que nos viene ahogando, la gente se pregunta, nadie sabe qué es. Un carro viejo que viene pitando, con llantas de triciclo y un motor al revés. En la esquina iba esperando, como siempre su novia fiel. Mis amigas se están burlando, murmuran cosas de Carcacha, paso a pasito, no dejes de tambalear. Carcacha, poco a poquito, no nos vayas a dejar. Carcacha, paso a pasito, no dejes de tambalear. Carcacha, poco a poquito, no nos vayas a dejar. Ay, papi, así te quiero con tu carcacha.
Miren muchachas que no me arrepiento y tampoco me avergüenzo yo de mi galán. Aunque sea pobre y tenga un carro viejo, me trata como reina, un hombre de verdad. Y aunque tenga una carcacha, lo que importa es que voy con él. Tampoco será el más guapo, pero sí es mi novio fiel. Ah, carcacha, paso a pasito, no dejes de tambalear. Carcacha, poco a poquito, no nos vayas a dejar. Carcacha, paso a pasito, no dejes de tambalear. Carcacha, poco a poquito, no nos vayas a dejar.
¡Uy! Bueno, pa' los raites, pa.
Carcacha, paso a pasito, no dejes de tambalear. Carcacha, poco a poquito, no nos vayas a dejar. Carcacha, paso a pasito, no dejes de tambalear. Carcacha, poco a poquito, no nos vayas a dejar. Carcacha, paso a pasito, no dejes de tambalear. Carcacha, poco a poquito, no nos vayas a dejar.
So vamos. You know, Nani, we don't have a horn for this, so we might need to get you one so you can help us with this song. I saw you like honk honk.
I wanted to go beep 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 beep. Yeah.
So that would be fabulous because we are missing that from the song. So think
Ooh,
about
so
it.
So I gave you an idea, huh?
Well, you gave me an idea and somebody to book. Okay Nani?
Okay.
Yeah.
Remind me the rehearsal.
You got it. Okay, so speaking of Natalia Lafourcade and one of my favorite composers, I think a lot of ours, Maria Grever, this next song is Alma Mia. It's a beautiful, beautiful bolero. And I get to play music and enjoy Salma, Azul, and Yvette. So I'll try not to get distracted because you ladies just knock it out of the park. All right, vamos.
Comprenda tus sufrimientos, tu horrible padecer. Fingiendo una existencia siempre llena de dicha y ser de dicha y de placer.
Feel when you sing that? I'm curious. I got a question for y'all.
Yes.
How does it feel? It's just so magical for me listening to it.
I love it.
Yeah.
It makes me feel so good. It makes me feel pink.
I agree. I fully agree.
I love it.
This is like one of the songs where I just get to like hear the violin and it's beautiful. I just add a little bit of flavor to what Azul is doing, then a little bit of harmony, but I'm chilling. And it's so much fun just to like bask in your guys' musicality. And I'm over here like, I get to play with you guys.
I remember when we first got this and the intro was so daunting, and now it's my favorite thing to play.
Yay.
It's so many like really cool chords, and it's just like, I don't know, I love major sevens. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So we highly, suggest checking out songs by Maria Grever.
Yes.
Grever. Before our final tune, thank you all for tuning in. We've had so much fun. We love to make friends, so you can find us at Las Azaleas Music on all social media and our website. And we really, really hope we see you out there this Saturday at the Fox Woo-hoo. Tucson Theater. We'll be at Tucson Meet Yourself. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up. So this rancherita, you know, I started off by saying we are a mariachi, and this next song was popularized by Yolanda del Rio, and it is La Hija de Nadie. Un, dos, tres, un.
El nombre, yo no entiendo por qué no se mueren antes que hagan maldad y traiciones. Hijos el nombre, yo no entiendo por qué no se mueren antes que hagan maldad y traiciones.
A lovely night of heritage y muy buena música with Las Azaleas on behalf of all of us here at KXEI. Thank you so much. And thank you, listeners, for your support at KXCI.org. We couldn't do this without you, without this is the power of community radio. Thank you for delighting us with your music once again, Las Azaleas. And thank you for your serenata. Reminding you, Las Azaleas at the Fox, September 14. Had a lovely time.
Yeah, we did too.
Studio 2A.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much. I'm Yanigi, signing off. Much love, Tucson.